B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
All right, it's 3 o'clock hour. The Mike Missinelli Show is brought to us by Core Police Bakery and Deli. World-famous tomato pie, hoagie party trays. Every bit as good. Yes, it is Thursday, which is normally my hat day, but it's a special... I welded two concepts of hat day and Flyers day, since we're giving away Flyers t-shirts, one every hour, Flyers playoff t-shirts. Michael Kane from Warminster was the winner of the first hour's t-shirt. However, I also paired the hat, as you can see, with the orange polo today.
It's very nice.
But I'll take another step here. I'll stand up, because I got a pair of navy blue shorts on, right? I hear it. You can see. There's the TV.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know if they can see.
Navy blue shorts with the orange.
Yeah.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, there are three colleges that should come to mind when you see this color scheme. What are they?
Syracuse?
That's one. That's nicely done.
Well, that's the only one that came to mind for me.
Big Ten.
Big Ten?
Think
of it. Illinois.
The Fighting Illini.
Yeah.
And then we go out west into the great Northwest, the obscure state where they grow potatoes.
It's
Idaho Vandals.
No, it's what's the other big football school in Idaho?
Oh, Boise.
Boise State.
Boise.
There you go. Three colleges with that color scheme.
Look at that.
I can't think of any more. They're the three colleges that came to my head.
The Broncos.
The Broncos had that college scheme.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's about it, though.
Yeah.
You don't see the orange blue very often.
No. I would not
have minded had the Flyers had done some, changed it up a little bit.
I agree.
But you know what? They're on such a roll, they can't mess with anything right now.
Now, the Seattle Kraken, I think, came up with a very unusual and pleasing color scheme. Where was I reading their color scheme? I gave it a thumbs up. Have you seen their color scheme?
I did see it on. They've been pretty active on social media already, the Kraken. Also like the name.
I love the name. I don't know why people didn't like it. I thought it was cute.
It has like that,
it's a light blue.
Yeah.
With a dark blue.
Yeah.
And a red swoosh.
I like
nice.
It.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like the dark blue, light blue. With a little red swoosh in there.
I agree. And now we just got to figure out how to get the Grizz out of Memphis and get them to Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
Seattle deserves, that's too big a city, too good a city to not get an NBA team. We get up out of Memphis and have the Seattle Grizz.
I'm okay with that.
That's what I need.
By the way, I got to rip one of our listeners. Our listener, he's a frequent emailer, too. His name's Alex Lowe. He goes, this Flyers draft is unfair to the callers drafting. They have about 5 seconds to make a pick. You net time an unlimited amount of time to debate, discuss multiple players, compare stats. We're giving you first pick.
What are you on hold? Are you not allowed to think about your pick while you're on hold?
Yeah, you think about your pick on hold.
What are you talking about?
Come on, Alex. We're giving you first pick.
But people don't know. What happens here is not scripted.
Yeah,
we're
like,
we didn't plan this.
And knowing that, the audience might be ahead right now.
Yeah.
As far as quality goes.
Could be. They're just not cohesive, and they're going to end up literally with Trent Clant on the second line the way they're drafting.
Well, that's what they deserve.
By the way, is UVA...
And Anthony also points out the Gators.
Oh, that's right. Florida Gators.
But blue's more the primary.
Yeah.
Well, it depends. Home and away. They got the orange jersey, too. It depends.
What about UVA? Is that a blue... Is that an orange and blue scheme?
Yeah, that's orange and blue schemed as well.
Oh, well, there you go. Yes, so there's two more schools. So that's a top five.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go. But the first one that comes to my mind is Syracuse.
Syracuse
is the one that jumps out.
Which just shows something about their brand, how they should be better. Because that's something.
Well, hoops. You know, the orange.
Yeah,
the orange carried the mantle of a lot of years in hoops.
Yeah, that's true.
Mike and Marlton, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike.
Mike, love the idea about the college bubble, but I got to say, we need a commissioner, and I know who to pick. Your boy, who you bet me would be a number one overall pick, that bum Christian Sackenberg. You metagon. Ha ha.
Come on, man. He's trying to come back as a baseball player. Give him a break. It didn't work out for the lad. He hung up?
Yeah, I guess he just wanted to get his joke off and leave.
Did he call you a Metagon?
He called
Hackenberg a Metagon?
Metagon.
The guy, it's not his fault. He just wasn't good enough to play in the NFL. That's not his fault.
You know what that is? You know what it is? That caller, what was
That's
he?
That Penn State hate?
Of course it was. John in Newcastle. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Boy, it's hard to follow that call. Holy cow.
Let's take a shot at Christian Hackenberg. I did work out. What do you want from me?
Oh, hey, that guy who complained about the fans, he's wrong. He can't speak for us. You guys gave us the first pick.
First pick. We're giving you every first pick.
Listen, I got my little piece of paper out here, and I got your lines and my lines. I got enough time to prepare. What is it?
All right, there you go. I think we've given you a totally unfair advantage, the audience.
Oh, yeah.
But that's the type of people we are. You know, we love the audience. We'd rather take a back seat.
You know, Mike, I was depressed without sports for March, and I was looking forward to the Phillies, and then I watched them last week, and I was more depressed after their three games over the weekend.
As far as the quality, what you saw?
Oh, my God.
Well, listen, that can always change. I don't know about the pitching being able to change, but they could be a better offensive team.
You know, but the whole thing about the Major League Baseball right now is like, yeah, they won't play it on Monday. The Atlanta Braves will have played 11 games, 10 or 11 games, and the Phillies have played three. It's just going to be so weird, the dynamic this year.
No, it is. They're not going to be sharp. You know, the hitters really didn't look like they were that sharp anyway, and now they're idle for another week without facing Major League pitching. So you're right about that.
And you brought up something, too, last week that I was thinking about after that weekend. And I don't mean to be jumping the gun, but, you know, when I look at Hoskins and I look at Kingery, is it just me or I don't see, like, special? I don't see.
I've been saying that for the past couple of days.
I thought
Hoskins was special. And I can tell that he has lost confidence. You can just see he doesn't have the same swagger when he's attacking pitches.
Yeah, and these guys are young, and I think they're part of the future, and that's your right side of the infield, and I'm like, oh boy, I just makes me nervous,
Kingery, you're right, does not look like he's got anything special in the bag, and I thought that he'd be a second baseman, had a little pop, you know, and could stir up something. He doesn't look like that guy.
I thought he was going to be that guy up in Boston.
Pedroia.
Like him.
Yeah, I thought he was a Pedroia.
Pedroia light, you know?
Yep.
But I don't know. I tell you, I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, I did too. All right, it's time for your selection. Now you got Bernie, Lindros, Howe, LeClaire, Leach. Good squad.
Yeah, I'm looking at my team and I'm like, is it more important to pick a defenseman and go with a really solid duo at defense, or should I worry about the second line? You know what? Let me go with the second line. So we got LeClaire, Lindros, and Leach. Let me start the second line with Mark Recchi.
Ooh, Rex. Oh, man. Rex added it. That's a pretty good selection.
That was my
next
thought
on the board.
Yeah.
He was the next player.
We definitely have to go Brind'Amour then. Brind'Amour's the next best player on the board, isn't he? He's got to be the next best player on the board.
Yeah.
He is the next best player on the board. He absolutely is.
Yeah, we
BPA.
Gotta, yes. Well, then we'll take Brindy. And that's not, listen, that's not bad.
So where are we at?
No.
What's our line? So our second line has Kerr and Brind'Amour.
Now, come on.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Come on.
Now, their second line starts with Recchi. So they have Lindros, LeClaire, Leach. Recchi is their lone second line guy right now. We have 2/3 of the second line knocked out.
I feel really good about that second line. And if things fall just so, I think we can put them away.
Uh-huh.
Well, we'll see.
We're coming in waves.
Can I be honest with you? I need an objective Flyer judge here at this moment to see who is ahead.
I think Lindros was overdrafted.
Really?
Yes. Based on actual production, I think that Recchi's a better player as a Flyer. Desjardins, Reggie Leach, occur.
I would not agree. I think that they're better as far as production with the Flyers. We just made friends with Flyers fans.
I'm just saying, I'm naming Flyers. I'm not talking about Rangers.
Look, we just got them on our
Lindros
side.
Impact was pretty immense. I would have taken them there, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Too high, in my opinion, right. Based on
overdrafted,
numbers.
Huh?
Yep.
All right, it's going to be Vicente and Lane Johnson's down. Lansdowne. He wants to talk about Lane Johnson. What's up, Vicente?
Hola, amigo, what you mean?
Hola, Vicente.
Oh, man, I was looking forward for the NFL, and then all of a sudden I heard yesterday Lane Johnson had the COVID positive.
Yes.
So what is the special bubble that they had to cover all these players out there in the field without swapping the saliva? And
well, there isn't any option. That's the whole point. The NFL is trying to pull off something. It would look like it's a miracle to pull off. Right. Baseball can't pull it off, and there's very little skin-on-skin action there, or, okay, you know, breath-on-breath or spit-on-spit. You know, football's all about that.
I think his player, co-worker in the Eagles, Jalen Mills, has the answer. He has a miracle. He can advise Lane Johnson to console the witchy woman, Dr. Trump's praises for the hydroxychloroquine. You remember that witchy woman?
Yes. Yes.
She's educated in Nigeria. She's originally from, I think, Congo or some other country. And she's now frightened that the Texas medical board is going to take her license away because...
Yeah, I know. It's kind of kooky, that situation.
Yeah. It's outrageous.
Yeah.
Okay, so... You took my guy.
Who did I take?
Rodney, bring the more.
Oh, wow. Listen, he was the next guy on the board. It's up to you.
Yeah, I was thinking about Eric DeJordan, but you're also...
Yeah, we took him, too.
What about...
See, this is where the true hockey man comes out.
Okay, Simon Gagné.
You got Simon Gagné in that spot, huh?
Yes.
All right.
Wait.
All right, Vicente. Thanks, buddy.
All right.
Vicente was worried about the state of sports being peligroso.
There's a person on the board with 280 more points as a Flyer than Gagné that I think should complete our second line.
Okay.
That's the current captain. Giroux.
You're going to go Claude there, huh? I'd be okay with that.
Yes. Just to give you, wait a minute, let me just say 257 goals, 558 assists, 815 points, fourth most in Flyers history.
I knew he was
behind Clark, Barber,
this.
And Prop.
Yeah, I think I would go with that. I'll go with that.
I'm saying he has, and now on that second line, he can set Kerr and those other guys.
I like it. So Giroux with Kerr and Brind'Amour is our second line.
By the way, as a Flyer, he has 160 more points than Lindros. Mm-hmm.
Technically, three centers we've taken, so we're going to have to juggle them.
Well, Giroux played the wing when he was young boy. Giroux played on the wing as a youngin. He'll play, defer.
Vicente always gives me in a Spanish-speaking kind of mind in it.
Yeah, he does.
It reminds me of going to the grocery store. Like when you take a grocery cart out of the thing and you roll it in.
Yeah.
There are five Spanish words written on every grocery cart.
Really?
What are they?
I have no idea.
You haven't even noticed this.
Well, I can't read Spanish, so that's probably why.
But you know there's a Spanish slogan on there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know what it is.
And it says, "No niños en la canasta."
What is that?
It means no kids in the basket. It's a warning.
Yeah.
It's a Spanish warning. Whoa. No niños en la canasta.
Yeah, that's a dumb rule.
Why? What, in the back of the basket?
No, you're supposed to put them in the basket. You know what I mean? People put their kid in the basket?
In the back or in the front? In the little seat?
They put them in the thing. They sit them, no, they make them stand up.
Oh, that's no.
Stand up in the bed.
No, you sit.
In the carriage.
You sit with your legs out the front.
Yeah.
Get pushed around.
Yeah, but I don't think you're allowed to do that.
Those were the glory days.
Yeah, that's what they need to bring back.
They have that seat, but I think that no Ninos and La Canasta replies to you can't do that anymore.
Oh, well.
What?
Because I guess
the kids flip.
But hold the thing till you get some weight
they
in there.
They got the little kid carts now for the kids to
wear. Yeah, they don't like
those. Those are obnoxious.
Those are obnoxious.
Those
they
are
take
obnoxious.
They're too big.
When's the last time you saw a kid in that little slot?
It's been a long time.
It's because no Ninos and La Canasta.
That was like a highlight of my childhood for some reason.
Yeah, back in the day. And then kids started getting injured.
First time I ever got publicly in trouble.
Was in that seat?
No, was trying to flip my brother up out of that seat. I remember it like it was yesterday at Clover.
At Clover?
Yeah. Trying to flip him up out of the seat. Oh, got reprimanded on the spot in the store.
Well, well. Who was it, Mom or Pop, that was there?
Both.
Oh, they were both there?
Yeah.
The Johnson trip to Clover.
Yeah, it was my sister,
Johnson
I don't think,
family.
Was quite around yet. I just want to very,
I can't
very
imagine
early
Stevie
memory.
J standing for something like that.
Oh, he didn't.
Yeah,
in front
I know.
Of people.
Uh-huh.
It was a seat.
I can see that.
I had it coming, but.
Yeah.
Because I was used to sitting there, and I guess in my mind, my young, small mind, I was like, I need to be in that seat. So I tried to flip him up out of there.
Yeah.
Damn, man.
Seat was coveted.
Put Matt on, on his head.
Well,
how old was he?
My guess is he was like 2 and I was like 4. It's a very early memory.
Big was your brother at 2.
No, my brother didn't get big till like 8 or 3.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Let's go Thomas and Broomall. Thomas, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Thomas.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Thomas?
But, I'm going to talk about the Phillies. You know, I was hoping to watch both games tomorrow, but that's not happening. I just think this baseball season for the Phillies is a lost cause. So when do you see the commissioner coming down and say, hey, sorry, you know, you're too far. You haven't played in a week. We have to, like, disqualify you.
Far as the Phillies or the Marlins?
Yeah, just, I guess both.
The Marlins have an outbreak. It depends. All this Philly thing depends on what tests come back. We already have the knowledge about the Marlins. We don't have the knowledge of the Phillies. And they could come back cleaner than we expect, in which case you won't have to worry about that.
Yeah, but how many games have we missed, though?
Well, they can make up a few of those games.
Yeah, okay.
They can make them. Yeah, they may not be able to make them all up, but they can make up a few of them.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, we have basketball coming back. Yes, we have baseball. But, you know, we haven't had live sports in over 2 months. I'd be happy if, you know, we had just had the Sixers, or we just had the Sixers and the Flyers. Just, I don't know. I just, I don't know how Philly's thing's going to work out, to be honest.
Nobody knows. I mean, we're all in the same boat.
Yeah.
I tell you, Thomas, I don't know what's going to happen. I have no answers for people when they ask me.
I mean,
it seems very unlikely that the NFL is going to be able to proceed the way they think they are.
You don't think football is going to be televised?
They're going to be determined to keep put it on, but I don't know how successful they're going to be, and they may have to juggle their thinking here. Audience draft, brother.
Okay,
who you got? Simone Gagné was taken. In the last selection, not a great selection.
I'll go with Kimo Tiimonen.
Kimo Tiimonen on defense. Probably like the third best defenseman.
Yeah, it's not a
long, lengthy career.
Yeah.
All right, 610-632-0975. So the audience has Bernie Prine, Eric Lindros, Mark Hout, John LeClerc, Reggie Leach, Mark Recchi, Simone Gagné, Kimo Tiimonen. That leaves us with our selection. Who we taking here? The last selection was Claude Giroux.
You know, there's a guy.
What about?
I have a name, but I'm not married to it. But I think he's. I think on the third line, it makes you really strong. You guys can tell me, though, if I'm wrong. What about McLeish?
I was thinking him.
He was one of my favorite players.
And looking at his stats, 328 goals.
He's fifth
all time in
points.
I
definitely could go with Rick McLeish. All right, Rick McLeish is our selection.
I wasn't trying to dictate.
We got the two centers from the Stanley Cup years.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
All right, take a break. 610-622-0975. Two lines are open. You got them. Back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5, The Fanatic.
It's a Twitter poll update at 3:30 with Natalie. It's brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Nat.
Thanks, Mike. Today's poll has over 700 votes on it. With the current COVID-19 situation in the MLB, are you now concerned about the NFL season without a bubble? 87% say yes, very worried. 13% say no, we'll be fine.
Okay. All right, now, apparently I am not privy to this Tyrone Garden State Parkway challenge.
He didn't know.
Natalie was telling me about during the break.
I thought I mentioned it.
You may have mentioned it when I was not here.
Maybe.
Because I didn't know anything about this. So tell the people what this is all about. It's your Garden State Parkway run challenge?
Yeah, so that really just has to do with the distance. So
all right, so what's the Garden State Parkway distance?
It's 176 miles or something like that.
176 miles.
Yeah.
So you have to run 176 miles.
Basically, yeah. You have 2 months to do it.
Uh-huh.
So it started June 1st and it ends tomorrow. But I already finished.
He finished.
You finished it.
Yeah, I finished it. Yeah, already.
And so of all the, how many people were involved in this?
This particular one, 299 people signed up.
And so what do you do? Like, you just chart your miles and the time that you do it?
You do the chart and the time. But the thing is, because it's, no one's going to run 176 miles straight.
Right.
So your time matters to a point. Like, it matters in that, if, let's say you're running 3 miles a day and you're running 8 minute miles, but I'm doing 5 miles a day, even though they're slower, I'm going to beat you because I'm covering ground, more ground per day. So it's like a more of an endurance situation than really speed.
Okay, so you want to get big gulps of mileage in.
You kind of have to finish it. You have to do, basically you have to do more than 80 miles per month. You have to do more than 85 miles in each month.
So what was the biggest gulp you took?
Five and change. I was pretty consistent.
Five and change. Like, yeah, every time you ran, you were going five and change.
Basically, yeah, I got to the point where, except when I was on vacation, I lowered the runs down to just three.
So, and you finished 70 what?
74th
overall.
Yeah, out of 299.
That's amazing, dude.
Isn't it?
It's amazing.
Well, I appreciate that.
I have a lot of admiration for people who can run because I can't do it. I just don't have any interest in to say at stage I got achy knees and all that stuff.
It's not for everybody.
I can never really be a long distance runner.
Yeah,
I would try, but it just wouldn't work out for me.
It's good for me. It's the only time, because of this job, it's the only time I really unplug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No phone. I don't even run with music. I'm not telling other people to do that. So it's just me in the world.
Uh-huh.
During that time.
Yeah.
No phone. Okay. Nobody can really contact
me. Very admirable that you did that. I'm very envious of the fact that you can run like that. But I have found something that I think is going to change my physical life.
What is it?
And it's called an e-bike.
Oh, those things.
All right. So let me tell the story here, right? I have a 10 speed, but it's like, it's dampened my enthusiasm. The seat hurts your butt and it's hard to ride. Right. So, and then my road bike that I bought was stolen. So I've been down on the bike. I've been off the bike. So my neighbor at the shore, his name is, people may know him. They may have coached him. His name's Mike Ricketts. He's like an All-American, it was a high school All-American running back at Valley Forge Military Academy. He holds like all their records. He got a scholarship to Florida, the whole bit back in the day. So you might, he's in their Hall of Fame, he's a big benefactor. So he's my neighbor. And I see him, I was down there last week, I see him and his girlfriend tooling around in this bike, and they're flying. Now, my man is, I would not say he's in playing shape.
Gotcha.
But this bike is just like, they were working this thing, and I'm going, what is this? So he sees me, yo, Mike, come on down. I go, what do you got there? He goes, come on down. You take a test drive. And it's an e-bike that has, it's got like a battery-powered hookup to it that makes the pedals go easier. Like, you can go 28 to 30 miles an hour on this bike.
That's fast. Wow.
You push the button and get it in turbo mode, and it doesn't even feel like you're pedaling. It's not an electric, it's not a motorized bike.
Right.
It just sends energy to the pedals. That makes, like, if you're going up a hill, it would kill the hill. You just put on turbo and pedal, and it's like you're not even putting any extra emphasis in.
That sounds amazing. That sounds right up my alley.
It's called a Towny Path Go, I think.
I was amazed at
this thing. You can hook up your phone in it. It charges your phone. You can play music through it. It's just sensational. It's got these like easy tires on it.
They're a little pricey.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, if I'm going back to bike ride, it's on that thing.
On that kind of bike. There are people I know. I knew a guy in New York who had one of those when I worked up there, because
once you get on that thing, you'll never go back to another bicycle. And people say, "Well, I like to ride the bicycle to get." You're still pedaling. You still get the same workout if you want. It's just that it makes it easier on certain terrains to go faster and further.
Yeah. That's great. It's better for the environment as well.
I like it. I dig it.
It's got a built-in lighting system clicks on.
That's
when it reads the darkness.
Right.
It'll click
cars
on.
Now.
And it's got a lock system.
Yeah, so nobody can take it.
Right.
Even if you left it out, they wouldn't be able to move it.
Yes.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
I got to hook that up. Is there anybody out there that's a bike dealer?
Yeah, that sounds fun. I want to go.
It is very pricey. The problem is, like, if you want to bike with somebody, you got to buy two of them.
Right, because you would just, like, blow the other person out.
Right.
people.
All right, let's go. Richard Marsville. Richard, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Richard.
Good afternoon, Mike.
What's up, Richard?
Fantastic conversation today, man.
Thank you.
Five-star day. Absolutely. you know, Mike, man, I'm kind of frustrated. I feel, I don't know, man. I feel like I'm let down as a fan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that there's any situation or case that should be involved. They should have. Look, these guys are so smart and intelligent. They know how to forecast everything. Profit is their number one MO.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it. It's a bastardization of the season. So then I think that they should have had, again, they should have called up replacements or, you know, guys on the fringe, or, you know, hey, look, we'll pay three guys, one guy's salary, if you guys want to come play, to back up in a situation where something like this happens.
Yeah.
But I'm also very frustrated and upset because I don't think that they should have even considered doing this without the bubble. It's just the only thing that makes sense. So it gets my licking my chops thinking, again, not that our city's cursed in any way or any shape or any form, but come on, man.
It's easier said than done with that bubble concept. I know that we think that would be easy to pull off. Major League players weren't going to go for that. So to have a season at all, because you're in negotiations with these guys, right? They weren't interested in the bubble thing. They didn't want to be without their families and all that stuff. So they tried to come up with something they thought they could pull off. It doesn't look like they can, and now they have to go on the fly.
Mike, you have backup plans. You know, I mean, we're not talking, if this was preliminary or if this was, we're talking about, they set out a format. Okay, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah, but what backup plan could they have had? That's the thing. Like, they tried to address everything in the protocol.
They're
like,
you're the guys that have the capital. You're the guys making millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Oh, well, give me an idea. Like, what backup plan should they have implemented that you think would...
From the beginning.
Well, but I'm just going to tell you, a bubble wouldn't have been accepted by the players.
It would have then that's it. Then forget
all right, well, then
it.
You don't have a season. And then you would have been bitching that you don't have a season.
They would have done it, Mike. That's what I'm saying. They would have done that. They would have come to that agreement because they don't want to lose that revenue. If you're putting...
The owners didn't want to lose the revenue. The players, at that point, weren't going to play. They had to be enticed to play.
Then they have to, that's what I'm saying. They have a backup plan instituted where, again, okay, these guys are going to be irresponsible. Now we have protocol in place, so now we don't have to slow it down or change it.
But you're talking about having to have extra players then.
But, right, Mike, and that's...
how many extra players are major league quality?
again, like, I'm not, it's going to be hard for me to sit here and scrapple and put it together. But
no, I Richard, I get it. And it's easy to say they should have had a plan. But, like, if you get into the logistics of it, what backup plan could they have possibly had that would have worked? You're only diluting the sport by saying, well, okay, we're going to just replace the players affected with other players. That doesn't work either. And
why
the players would not want to play.
It does work.
It doesn't.
That would
it
work.
Doesn't work. You're going to have like triple A, double A guys filling the
run. Mike, it's already done. It's already bastardized. We don't, again, what is that going
to
make?
It wasn't bastardized to have a 25 to 30 man roster. It's bastardized if you have to extend the roster to 40. Oh, listen, man, it's time for your selection, your draft pick.
Let's go, Mike Richards.
Mike Richards, an excellent selection.
Come on, Mike, what did you think I was going to fall asleep?
No, that's an excellent pick. I was thinking of Richie. But I think we can go here with a solid third-line player by the name of Keith Primo.
Okay.
Is that floating you?
Yeah, I like
that. Is that right?
Yeah,
Primo's played at a high level. He wasn't here a long time.
No, 6 years, I think.
But he was impactful.
And the play.
Well, how long was Richards here?
Richards was only here, what, like 5 years?
Richards and Keith Primo might be on kind of the same level as far as you would go.
Richards
next.
Played.
He got here. He was 05.
Richards played here. I think he played longer because he played 453 games. Right.
I just revoked Keith Primo.
All right.
How about Rick Tocchet?
Yes.
All right.
That moves me.
All right. Primes is out. We're going to go Rick Tocchet.
Yeah.
And you know what now? Tocchet early in the game used to fight, then became a scorer.
Uh-huh.
That Tocchet. So
he made that transition.
So there's toughness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you got on our squad and skill.
Yes.
We got Brenda Moore, toughness and some skill.
Yes.
And we have Kerr, who's tough as nails.
Yeah, so when we talk about our third line, McLeish Tocchet, it starts with. Good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. All right, 610-632-0975. Back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
We're 46, Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. You know, we bounce around on this show, and sometimes topics come up that are interesting life topics. Like yesterday, I read a letter from Carolyn Hack's column. But this is a real life situation that someone reached out to me, and I want to present a ruling here on this. Because it might be because I'm being more benevolent in my later years.
Okay.
So I have an easy ruling on this. So I'll talk the dilemma. Okay. A guy loses his mom and mom passes away. His ex-wife and he had divorced 11 years ago because there was an infidelity situation involving her. Though they had children and a whole bit. So now the mom of the guy, husband, passes away, and the ex shows up at the funeral. Now, the added details to this is that the ex wasn't very friendly to the husband's family when they were married. So the guy at the funeral asked the ex-wife to leave. Friends and family wanted her to stay. This is an easy call for me.
Okay.
And I think it's easy for me, but in the opposite way.
It is. Okay. So I'm being benevolent. I'm going, okay, 11 years have gone by. they obviously had to communicate because the kids were raised.
Yeah.
So after 11 years, the sting of that would have worn off me to the point where I hope that I'd be able to embrace the fact that the woman wanted to pay her respects to her former mother-in-law and that maybe she has grown over the years.
I agree with you.
Yeah,
Tyrone, no mercy, Tyrone. Says what?
It depends on what the mother thought when she was alive. It wouldn't be about me, but I recently lost my mother not that long ago.
Yes.
And if my mom did not like the woman actively 11 years later, then she shouldn't come. If my mom had buried the hatchet with the woman, then by all means come. It wouldn't be about me at all. Yeah. I happen to know my mother would not forgive a situation like that.
Yeah.
So she should, and she would know so she shouldn't come.
Yeah, but the details aren't that the mom who passed away did not like the woman. The details that I got only are that the wife would make fun of the family behind their back. So far as we know, we don't know whether the mom disliked the woman.
Well,
the woman disliked the family more than, you know, maybe the mom who passed didn't even know.
Maybe, but the fact that he knew, if he knew that the woman used to slander his mom, talk bad about his mom.
Yeah,
you can't be talking about people's mamas.
Then you can't come. Yeah. And you should know not to show up. Yeah. He shouldn't. Now, the point
but
of somebody
the
else,
outside
I don't
of that
like.
Is like coming hat in hand. You know, that's the other part of it. The woman maybe feels bad that happened, and she wants to pay her respects.
Well, here's the thing about a funeral. They don't happen the same day. Did she reach out to her ex and say, I'm sorry? Not about...
No, there's no information to that extent.
Right, but I believe if she had came, I would hope that if she went to him and was apologetic about the past, he wouldn't then want her to leave. My guess is she sees an announcement, sees on social media when the funeral is, and just takes it upon herself to show up.
Yeah, I mean, if you're the type of person who's like an adult and you're making fun of people, kind of speaks to your mindset.
Well,
so maybe she hasn't evolved.
Again, 11 years go down. Now, here's the way I read the situation. My man is still bitter about the infidelity.
He's got to get over that.
That's what I think. What I think fuels this whole topic.
Well, probably.
If that's the case,
because the other family members and friends are gone, it's not a big deal.
Right. Now, he shouldn't be friends with her anymore, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't think he is.
He's friends with her. But if she wants to go sit 5 rows away from you, who cares?
Yeah, all right. Aaron in Norristown checking in. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Aaron?
Hey, how are you doing? Sorry about that. I had to go to the other line. Great topic today. I love hearing you talk about the Flyers.
Of course you do.
Don't you?
I mean, yes, I can't wait till Sunday matinee hockey. What are you kidding me? Pierre Maguire, come on!
You have to be in heaven with 12 hours of hockey a day.
Absolutely,
absolutely. Hey, I really think they're a very good team now, and they're loaded for the future, Michael. I mean, you just look at the new defenseman they called up, the 21-year-old.
Oh, the Z Man,
the Z Man,
is it Drunas Algauskas?
Chara Jr. He's going to be a hell of a player.
Uh-huh.
They got so much depth. They got Mark Friedman. I mean, Ghost has got a light under his ass, you know, now because they got all these people pushing him, and he's either got to play or he's out. I mean,
See what we shall see, Aaron.
Well, I like what I see so far, Michael. I like what I see.
All right, it's one game.
Well, what else do I got to judge?
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, I mean, the team, and I can tell you this, you need a coach like AV in this type of situation. The better coach is going to win out in that league. And the Flyers are going to the Final Four, in my opinion.
All right. We shall see about that.
It's going to be a nice run.
Aaron, you're a hockey man, so this is why it's your selection.
Yeah, there was a couple of selections I wish I could have rejected on the day.
Yeah, all right. Well, yeah, it's a Gagne,
I'm glad you guys
baby.
Took G, by the way, because you're not getting out of the first round.
all right, so the last selection
was
Mike
Richards.
You're
center heavy over there, Michael. You're center heavy on your squad.
Well, the second line has 3 centers, but we'll figure it out. But yeah, it's your selection.
Well, you got to take. He's the highest single season scoring player in Flyers history. He's got cups under his belt. We got Mark Recchi to put the puck in the net.
Recchi's been selected already. Sorry.
Really?
He was selected for. I just took talking. Were you not listening to the show? We just took talking. Come on, Aaron.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Recky was 5 picks ago for your audience.
Oh, man. You took talking. I'm sorry. I didn't
know. That's all right. You know, you got your pants down now. Who are you going to come up with?
I'm going to go with the best captain in Flyers history behind Bobby Clark, Dave Poulin.
All right. That's not bad. Dave Poulin.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's not a bad selection, actually. All right.
That's a name that doesn't.
Yeah, I was a big fan of Dave Poulin.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we have the counter. Complete the line, or do we go goalie?
I think
this might be the spot to get the goal.
All right, we're going to take Hextall.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so Ron Hextall in a bargain spot is our goaltender selection.
And I'm going to say we're only doing Hextall part one.
All right. That's fair.
Part two is not going to play on this
fair
team.
So we come back at the 4 o'clock hour. We all rehash the teams. You Flyer fans, who's got the better squad so far? And it is time to give away another Flyers playoff t-shirt. That is right. To help the Flyers of Philadelphia celebrate the return of hockey, we are giving away a Flyers playoff t-shirt every hour today. Wait for your cue to call the contest line. Grab yourself a Flyers tee. The number is 215-263-0975. We'll take the 8th caller in honor of Lindros and Recky, the Crazy Eights. 4 o'clock hour is ahead after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.